Namaste and blessings to you and to the world. We stay with the breath. It is the core of life. It is the core of each moment. It is the core of meditation practice through history and everywhere on the planet. So we stay with breath for the reasons of awakening and for the reasons of conscientiousness, because in any given moment, if we come back to our breath, it will help bring us into presence if we are not in present, and it will help ground us, center us, and so forth. So we come back to breath. And truth be told, that practice alone, and the Buddha said this in slightly different words than I will use. And the Tao Te Ching says something very similar. And it is, and Patanjali too. So that's from the Yoga Sutras. That by really being diligent and conscientious with breathing, awareness of the breath, therefore awareness of oneself, awareness of one's embodiment, therefore awareness of one's mind, emotions, and so forth in any given moment. So all of that is breath. And breath can help us with all of that. And being diligent with that and consistent with that, learning to be consistent with that, to notice the usually not notice, right? Breathing is usually not noticed until we start to put attention there. Is not only a supreme practice, but will absolutely transform ourselves, our minds, how our consciousness works, transform our habits of consciousness, our kleshas, so, untoward and unwholesome emotions and thought processes and patterns. And so, this one practice, if one and as one really puts a mindfulness to it, can lead one to the gateway of true and full awakeness. That's pretty profound to think about. And even more so, it's pretty profound to live, should one want to try to do that. So we're revisiting breath, which of course begins with the second step of the practice of living awareness. And then one could actually wonder if all the rest of the steps in the practice of living awareness have breath as their core. So we smile. Step one. We smile. Smile with anything and everything. How fortunate we are that we are alive and can live from that good fortune. That we have the opportunity to bring forward happiness for others, all kinds of others, and all kinds of dimensions of reality. We smile with endless opportunities of awareness. We smile with awareness itself and all its demonstrations and displays and manifestation. That includes all duality, all subject, object, all inner, outer, and all around, all forms of cognition, all forms of sentiency, all forms of sensate, all manner of intuition, all manner of knowing, feeling, perceiving, formulating, analyzing, all manner of awareness includes all manner of imagination, projection, assuming, and reveling in beauty. We are smiling because there's lots of reasons to smile. We are smiling because we showed up. We made this choice, a choice for meditation, for thoughtfulness and contemplation. That today and this morning, or whenever you will do this podcast, you showed up for yourself and for every being. And for all your lives, you showed up. I showed up. And underneath it all is breath and breathing. None of it would be possible. Nothing that was just mentioned. And anything else that you might add to the list, none of it would be possible without breathing and therefore breath. And therefore, life and Mother Earth and the source of this very air that we breathe, and that everything breathes. There is nothing that doesn't. How amazing our existences. Amazing on Mother Earth. And breath is a wholeness. Various components. And if any one of those components were missing, we wouldn't be able to breathe. We wouldn't be alive. It's a wholeness, unity and unified. And so we have the felt sense of that we ourselves as a person, our unity, our unified, are a unit. And so when we put a focus to breathing in, first instruction the Buddha gave on that was, I am breathing in, and then I am breathing out. But they are hollow words. If we're not present to what is that? What is going on? It's just hollow words. And so it's important to be fully sensorially aware. And at the same time, not go down rabbit holes. And to maybe take an insight off the cushion into the day. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. And so we see it's not really about the words. It's about where is our mind? And so we bring our mind to this breath, this velvet. This path of breathing that has no deviation. It is always in the center. To the sensation at the tip of our nose as we breathe in, and the velocity and the juncture of me-ness and allness, and we breathe in. And we breathe out, and me-ness and allness meet again. And a circle, a toroidal flow happens, and breath comes back again from the circle of life back to single me. We take a long, so deep breath. And we do so with all beings. We breathe this great gratitude with our Mother Earth. May we all be present and create your day. Love you.